Welcome back to the Vanderbilt Locker Room, and tonight's player of the game, A.J. Ogilvy, 19 points, 11 rebounds. I know that after the Illinois game, Coach Stallings was stressing free throws and rebounding, and it looked like you guys did a good job of that tonight with rebounding edge of 42 to 30, and then you got to the free throw line 30 times.
Yeah, I feel like I was really stressed on rebounding more. We spent a lot of time this week talking about how poorly we did on the rebounding both ends last week, especially giving up so many offensive rebounds. So that was a big focus for us. We got really offended by how dominated we got in the rebounds last week, so we felt we needed to come out and really battle it tonight.
From a half-court defense standpoint, you guys really switched pretty much everything from an intensity standpoint. You just didn't really give MTSU any looks at all.
I mean, the first half, we started Andre at the four to try and change things up a little bit, and he's really a perimeter player, so we were able to switch a lot more stuff, and it was only really me that wasn't switching everything with the guards. So we felt like that created a bit of a havoc out there, and we were really proud of our defensive effort in the first half and hope to keep building off that for the rest of the year.
How does the number of fouls called tonight? You're looking at like 54 fouls. How does that change your approach to the game?
It definitely slows up the game a little bit, and you got to start playing a little bit smarter once people start picking up a few fouls. And I mean, I think we did a great job of that. Luckily, we've got a pretty deep bench this year, so we're able to bring guys in and out as people got into foul trouble. So I think that we handled it pretty well, but there was a lot of fouls called, and hopefully we can play a bit smarter next week and avoid some of those silly fouls.
Not as many threes shot tonight. It looked like you guys were really focusing on trying to get the ball down low.
Yeah, we knew they were pretty weak down, not weak down low. They didn't have many players that could play down low with us, so we sort of had a focus of trying to get it inside, and we felt we threw up too many threes last week, and I think we only shot 9 for the game this week, which is good, but I mean, we got a lot of points on the board as well, so I think that's definitely going to be the way we play from now on.
Now you have a short turnaround time. You've got one day, and you're back for Central Arkansas on Wednesday.
Really, that's the way I like it. Get in and keep playing, and we're really excited to come back and have another great day of practice tomorrow and try and build towards the next game a couple of days that time here.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Fisher and Coach Kevin Stallings after these words from GEICO.